How are you feeling about being in a Bond film?
Oh, come on, everybody's talking about feeling as if that would be such an interesting thing. I feel now not any different than I felt when I heard that I'm going to do it, and I hope to be able to sustain that enthusiasm until I'm done shooting.
Tell us about your role.
Absolutely not.
Are you playing Blofeld?
No, I'm not. I'm playing someone called Oberhauser.
Ah, okay. And what kind of baddie is he going to be? Can you tell us anything?
Who says it's a baddie? Why do you say baddie?
I don't know. That's what everyone. That's what the rumors were.
If you don't know, don't call me baddie. I'm not calling you baddie either.
You're also working with Sam Mendes. You're looking forward to working with Sam.
Well, am I going to stand here and say, you know what, there's one little thing that bothers me, and that's Sam Mendes? Of course I'm looking forward to working with him. The special thing about Sam, of course, in this context, is that he is a man of the classical theater. Bond is part of our mythology, so he's actually the right guy.
Tell us the first Bond film you ever saw.
I don't really know. It might have been Goldfinger. It might have been Dr. No. Certainly was Sean Connery. But, that's one of the nice things. I mean, at least I think it's nice about the Bond movies is that they're more or less one big thing where you pick memories. Thousands of memories, and they all, I'm not saying they blur into one, but they become one major story. If you said, what's your favorite episode of the Trojan War, you'd come up with several, because so I feel like that a little bit.
How long have you known that you've had the part, and did Sam call you personally?
At one point, he did call me personally, and I don't really know how long I knew, because it takes a while to come together. It's not that Sam calls me, I say yes, and the thing is done in 3 minutes. There's plenty of consideration involved. So, and not all of these considerations are my personal ones. It takes a while. I have no idea.
Do you admire Daniel Craig's quality as a Bond, Christoph?
You always ask these questions that are kind of self-answering.
Well, love to know your thoughts.
Of course. He's a different Bond from the others, and that's good. They should be different from each other, because it's a character with infinite possibilities, and the personality of the actor will actually more or less forge this very specific Bond. What I love about Daniel is this focused efficiency, professional, serious, yet the irony is always there. And the getting the job done is in the foreground. The irony is in the background. With other Bonds, it was the other way around, which is amusing, sometimes silly. Daniel is not silly.
Did you ever dream of being Bond?
I always dreamed about being Bond, and I was Bond from when I was 8 years old until I became an actor, and then I knew it had, finished right there.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Andrew. The papers are right. Yes. So tell us about the role you're playing. What can you tell us?
He's a human being. He's got black hair, although that probably doesn't translate on radio. But if you can confirm to them that I do have black hair. I will have black hair in the film. I'll probably wash it, not necessarily every day. And he's a member of the intelligence world.
Are you a goodie or a baddie?
My mother would say that I am a bit of both.
How long have you known that you are Inspector for? Like, when did you get the call?
I got it. a little while ago, but I was very excited to get. I worked with Sam before in the theatre. We did a play on Broadway together a few years ago. So he's brilliant with the with actors, and that's what's really, really exciting about his Bond movies. I think is that you've just got these fantastic actors and really great opportunities for good acting. So I'm delighted to be counted alongside some of the brilliant cast members here.
What does James Bond mean to you, Andrew?
I think it means I think they've sort of changed over the years, but certainly with Skyfall, which I thought was really brilliant, I found it sort of very unexpectedly moving, and I think this script is very, very moving. But it's still got all those elements, you know, of adventure and action and a great wit and all that kind of stuff. But it's the quintessential entertainment.
And what was the first Bond film that you saw?
Oh my gosh, it was probably one of the Pierce Brosnan ones. I'm trying to remember.
Because you're so young.
Because I'm so young. It also doesn't translate on radio, but...
I can confirm. Good. Did you secretly harbour a wish as a young boy to be James Bond?
Not secretly. Everybody wants to be James Bond. No, I don't think I did ever want to be James Bond. I certainly loved watching them... and they used to play the old ones on television, and it's just a world away from Dublin where I grew up. So this feels like a world away from Dublin where I grew up.
And are you back in the new series of Sherlock?
She's cheeky, ain't she? you just give my mum a call and she'll tell you.
How much secrecy is there around this script, and how does that compare to the secrecy on something like Sherlock?
My whole life is a secret. there's secrecy. Yeah, there's secrecy. It's part of the fun of it, though. We have to remember we're telling a story, and if you give all the plot and the characters away, it ruins it for everybody. So I won't do that.
Andrew, one final one. Has Daniel given you any advice from joining the 007 family?
Everybody's incredibly decent, lovely people, and it does certainly feel like a family atmosphere in that. So we've got to get on with making as good a film as possible, or everybody will be massively disappointed.
An amazing year.
Thank you very
good
much.
Luck to you. Thanks.